And here we go with Tina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. They've got great low mortgage rates going on right now, so you can get more value in the valley. For all the details, you can visit pvcu.org. Okay, Dina, so what's going on in Hollywood?
All right, the Demi Lovato's had it. She's so done with her ex-fiance, Max Eric. He just will not quit his public pity party over their split. And she's just finally had enough. So according to OK, a source said the final straw was that he has been trying to get in contact with her family and friends. And they have all blocked him. And so the source said she's in contact with lawyers now on what to do.
Wow.
But I mean, what else do you expect from a guy who's grown up on The Young and the Restless to do? You know, it's in his blood to be dramatic. Yes, he's restless. But in the meantime, Ace Chauvez has pictures of Max moving on with American Idol singer Sonica. And Max shared those pictures on his Instagram account, too. So I feel like he's doing this in response to Demi saying, like, dude, you need to let this go. And he's like, what do you mean? I've let it go.
Yeah, it's hard. You know, when you really love somebody like that and things don't work out.
We'll have to see where it goes from here.
I had many pity parties. Thousands, in fact, when I was
there. I still get the evites.
You know, why do you make us bring presents? It's so weird.
Well, I'm married now, so I'm
great way to have cake.
The world's most followed person in the world on Instagram, soccer star Cristiano Ronaldo, has tested positive for COVID-19. This is a little frightening to me. It's according to a statement from the Portugal national team, Cristiano is well, without symptoms, and in isolation.
Mm-hmm.
And following the positive test, the remaining players underwent new tests on Tuesday morning. They were all negative, and they were able to continue on for training. It just worries me because I saw a photo he posted of the whole entire team at a dinner table. So that's a lot of, you know, commingling going on there. And I just worry that maybe the tests were negative, but a couple days later, you might see something different.
Check them again.
I think everybody should be quarantined, you know, if you play on a team for 14 days anyway. You got to wait.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who thinks that. I thought it was just like my mama instincts kicking in, but I guess that's just overall safety, right?
I heard this virus is real. I don't know where I heard that from, but apparently it happens.
Contagious.
Forbes' annual list of America's richest self-made women is out. Yes, Kylie Jenner made it again. She is number 29 on the list with $700 million net worth. And also her mother, Kris Jenner, is on the list. Her sister, Kim Kardashian, is on the list. Some other names that aren't Kar Jenner. We've got Taylor Swift coming in at number 62 and Oprah at number 9. She cracked the top 10, so congrats to her. And you can see some of the other names that are featured on the list and some of their millions and billions at dinasdirt.com. Yep, I'll list them for you just so we can all feel bad together.
Yay.
And I can't believe I'm talking about this. I can't believe this. Ugh, Justin Bieber has just dropped his own signature Crocs. I know you love Crocs, Kellogg.
I do certain ones, not all of them, but yeah.
Okay.
According
to Kaiser.
Do they have his face on them or something?
No, they have these Jibbitz charms. They're designed to match his good vibes and laid-back style, according to the press release. But they're yellow. They sold for $59.99. And so if you really want to look like Justin Bieber, you can get these yellow Crocs. But they're all sold out, so you have to get them on eBay for, like, probably 10 times markup.
$14,000.
Yellow Crocs?
They're yellow Crocs, and they have custom Jibbitz charms.
I like Jibbitz charms. What are Jibbitz charms?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what Jibbitz charms are, but they looked kind of interesting. They're just charms that you poke through the holes.
My daughter used to have those on her Crocs when she was young. Yeah, little things, like little rubber things you can...
Yeah, well, now you can too, Kellogg. Now you can too.
So you get the ones that he likes.
Yes.
Be like
Bieber.
Yeah,
they're charms designed to match his good vibes and laid-back style.
I have no idea what that means.
I'll bet you those will all be sold separately on eBay too. So,
his vibes?
Yeah, I'm telling you. His vibes?
Vibes sold separately.
I just bought them for 50 bucks.
And that's your dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
And now Dina's doing the dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union with great low mortgage rates right now. Get a home just in time for the holidays. Get more value in the valley with pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what's going on in Hollywood and beyond?
All right, well, The Bachelorette has premiered, and just before it did, The Bachelorette star Claire Crawley dished about how she fell right away for contestant Dale Moss, who she is reportedly now engaged to.
Oh.
So, you know, this was all hush-hush.
Spoiler.
Because we didn't want to... Well, this was all before the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, she wasn't allowed to say much, but, you know, since the show was going to air anyway, she might as well give us this little tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you remember, Lopez, she's the one who left the show. So halfway through this season, she's gone. So there still is, you know, a bachelorette to be finding love. We just haven't seen that part yet. But she talked about the moment she met Dale. She said, it's one of those moments where you just experience it. You don't know it until you experience it, that exact feeling. It's when your body has that kind of goosebumpy reaction and it just takes your breath away.
Mm-hmm.
See, now that's quality stuff she should have saved for the show.
Yeah, I know. Well, like any reality show, they could redo it. Take two.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bachelorette, remember that wild Bachelorette party Cynthia Bailey had where two cast members were, you know, behind some curtains with the exotic dancers? Yeah,
okay.
Well, the Real Housewives apparently are adding some more drama to this. Word on the street is that Portia Williams and Tanya Sam were the wild ones. And even though Portia's denied being involved, she's allegedly now following the exotic dancer on Instagram.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
You know, Instagram never lies, right?
It's true. And I checked his page out for research purposes. I can see why she's interested in following him.
Oh, yes. It's funny. You only follow one person, too. Interesting.
Like, I take my research seriously, and I can only handle one research subject at a time.
You just created your account yesterday.
Real in depth.
Moving on, actress Conchita Farrell. She was best known for playing housekeeper Berta on Two and a Half Men. She died Monday of complications following cardiac arrest at the age of 77. Now, we know her for a lot of her TV roles and her movie roles like Mystic Pizza, Aaron Brockovich, Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, wow.
And her Two and a Half Men co-stars, Charlie Sheen and John Cryer, had some really nice things to say about her. Charlie getting a little cheeky, writing, Berta, your housekeeping was a tad suspect. Your people keeping was perfect. And John wrote a lot. I think those two were really close. And he called her Chatty. That's his nickname for her. So, you know, our thoughts are with them and her family this morning.
Yeah.
And The Creek was on a high after sweeping the comedy categories at the Emmys, but now the co-creator and star Dan Levy has had his bubble burst. He's calling out Comedy Central in India, claiming censorship over there.
He
says, hey, this is a show about the power of inclusivity. So he's not mad at Comedy Central America, just to be clear, just over in India. And in the meantime, Dan's co-star, Annie Murphy, who played his sister, Alexis Rose, she visited Cheers Pub in Boston earlier this month, according to Bass Live.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she's actually here in Massachusetts filming an AMC show.
Oh, cool.
And she's been posting pictures from our state on Instagram, including the Turtle Boy statue at Worcester City Hall Common, writing, so far, the Massachusetts statue game is incredibly strong.
Hmm.
Of course, you know, I had to look it up and I never seen the statue, but now that I have, well, whew, color me pink. I have no words for it. And that's your Dirt at 740. Get more fresh stuff coming your way in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
It is 840 with the Kellogg Crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union with great low mortgage rates right now. Get a new home before the holidays. For details, visit pvcu.org. All right, Dina, so what is going on right now?
All right, there is big time behind the scenes drama with Dancing with the Stars. And you know Tyra Banks is involved.
Mm-hmm.
You remember last week she threw the production crew under the bus when she read the wrong names for elimination. And at that time she said, I'm so sorry, this is live TV. I was reading my cards, but my cards were wrong. You know, the cards.
Yeah, blaming someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But now sources say she won't let it go. A source told OK Tyra was warned after she attacked the staff last week to move on. Blaming others isn't a good look. It's not smart. And there are literally hundreds of people working behind the scenes to make her and the show a success. And she keeps trashing them.
Whoa.
And she just keeps bringing it up.
Where's Exhibit A? Like, where are the cards?
Yeah.
Do you know?
I see the cards.
Did she shred them right after? So there's no evidence? What happened to them? Just curious.
I don't know. But they're saying Tyra thinks someone's trying to sabotage her. So she didn't like that she had to ad-lib through that moment and was unprepared. And when she gets out of her comfort zone, she gets nasty. So we'll have to see how far this goes and if she gets invited back for another season. I mean, I feel like we're just getting our toes into this season. It's barely begun.
Yeah.
Well, I told you Pursuit of Love co-stars Dominic West and Lily James made headlines when they were spotted kissing and cozying up to each other in Rome. There were a lot of pictures. You can't deny it. But his wife, you know, we told you, found out the hard way. So here's the update from Dominic and his wife of 10 years, Catherine Fitzgerald. The two released a handwritten statement which read, "Our marriage is strong and we're very much still together." Now, they also posed for a paparazzi shot, but based on their body language, it wasn't conveying what it was meant to. They both had their hands in their pockets, their bodies were positioned apart, and the kiss that they had to lean in for was more of, I really can't describe it as anything other than a lip smash.
Why would they pretend like they're together if they're not? Like, who cares? Like, if I don't get it.
I don't know. Maybe because she comes from, like, royalty and they like to brush that kind of stuff under the rug.
That's right. That's
I just picture good angle. Like, her arm outstretched to his face. Like, stay away.
Like a punch?
Well, you can see the photo at extratv.com, and you let me know what you think about the situation, because it for sure looks like this is very much forced.
Oh, I will.
Yep. Kelly Clarkson is making sure her kids are okay throughout her divorce from Brandon Blackstock. She told Extra, you know, one day we were like, wow, this is really forever changed. And it's not just my heart. There are other little hearts involved. So her daughter, River Rose, and her son, Remington Alexander, they're 6 and 4. They're in therapy. She said, we have a lot of help as far as therapists or child psychologists because we want to do it right. I definitely want to do it right. Everyone's sad and it's okay to be sad.
Yeah.
So I'm glad she sees this, like, you know, going into it and not as an afterthought. That's great.
Yeah. Good from idea. Somebody from being a divorced home. I mean, I know how hard that is. So I'm glad they're getting the help they need.
Yeah. Not forgetting about the kids. Well, LeBron James's daughter, Zuri, is turning 6 and she's already got her own pad. I'm not talking iPad. I'm talking about a custom miniature house. An exact replica of the one that the family lives in, built in the backyard.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. It's like a mini me house.
It has got a grand entry, a living room, a kitchen. I mean, fake appliances, but still.
Then it's useless.
But worth more than my house. What? I don't use my kitchen appliances either. Now, Zuri did let LeBron in to check the place out, but it was so adorable. She got annoyed when he tracked dirt into her foyer, she grabbed a napkin to clean it up.
Wow. And here today, they're installing the Easy Bake Oven. So cool.
Well, you can see the adorable video at TMZ.com, but I'm going to warn you. Yeah. It's not going to make you feel any better about where you're living once you see it.
Nice to my place, I'm sure.
And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinosdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.